Turning now to Bay Area news, this past Wednesday, East Bay political activist Gina Sasso died. She died of complications from pneumonia at the age of 49. Sasso was actively involved in the effort to defeat a sit-lie ordinance in Berkeley, a measure prohibiting people from sitting or lying on the sidewalks of commercial districts. Among her other areas of activism were the defense of People's Park. She also had a program on Free Radio Berkeley. Today at People's Park in Berkeley, friends and allies of Sasso gathered for a memorial service. KPFA's Aaron Mathewson was there and prepared this report.
In my heart, you know it's time to move on. When the last teardrop falls, I'll still be holding on to all of our memories.
That song was sung by a woman who did not share her name at People's Park today. There was a large gathering of people there to honor and celebrate the life of activist Gina Sasso. According to her friends and family who were attending the memorial celebration, Sasso was a humble and loving woman who advocated for the rights of homeless people, worked to increase city resources for the disabled, and also engaged in anti-military protests, among many other things. The anonymous woman singer spoke again, sharing her memories of Sasso.
She kept it real, solid, never fake, always humble, always for the peace and love of every single body. Don't ever hurt them or anyone around you. Love everybody, even if you don't know them. Just be kind to yourself. She taught you that. She was never sassy, even though she was Sasso. Sassy Sasso. Gina.
Gina!
Mike Delacour, Gina's husband, also shared a few words with me about Gina and the circumstances that led to her death.
Because we're here to celebrate what Gina was to the community. It's a tremendous loss, catastrophe, for at least in the family. And because of the circumstances that one's forced to live with no health care, this happens. You sort of go to the hospital late. In this case, it was pneumonia.
Love you, Gina.
Another close friend who remained anonymous wrote her memories of Gina and had them read during the memorial.
Like any woman, Gina also existed as an entity apart from her husband. And for this, I give her credit. Her ideas were formed before she met him, and she lived her ideas and ideals with an unswerving devotion to the voice inside her. To be the same person inside and out without conniving or deception, and to do good in the face of what she saw as a rising tide of governmental and social abandonment to community ideals, Gina put herself first in terms of loving others. She lived her choices. May her spirit live on and her soul power be just as rewarding to her as her life was to her. We will never forget her voice that seemed perpetually hoarse from shouting, I love you so much.
Karen Byers, one of Gina's best friends, summed up her thoughts with these words.
A total humanitarian. I guess that's what it would look like in the dictionary, a picture of her.
The 49-year-old activist is survived by her mother, husband, son, two sisters, a brother, and a granddaughter. In Berkeley, I'm Erin Mathewson, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.